Hello, Gone Wild Audio. I'm in bed. It's the morning. I've got my morning voice on. And I just figured I would answer this yummy mixer questionnaire in this state. And it's the last time I'm going to clear my throat, I swear. Okay, so. GWA questions. Do post tags matter or do you just read the title? I think I read the tags more closely than I read the title because I think titles can be a little misleading. But more so than that, I look at who is posting them because if I know that I like the person or we've messaged before, and they're cool, and maybe we have similar tastes in things, I think that says a lot about the content of the audio as well. How much time do you spend making or editing an audio? I spend probably an infinite amount of time coming up with the idea. And I don't know, like an hour, something like that. I definitely get impatient. I haven't made that many though, so we'll see. What are the pros and cons of recording? The pros are that it's very fun. It's nice being told you're sexy. It's nice feeling like people give a shit about hearing me come. And the cons of recording, I guess, because I have roommates, it's a little bit complicated, but I mostly try to stay quiet as a means of being considerate of their space. I don't really care if they know that I masturbate because that's perfectly normal. After listening to GWA, have I gotten any new kinks? No, I was aware of most of my kinks. I did not realize that I was so into recording myself and posting them anonymously, but other than that, do you like the sound of my own of your own voice? Yes, I like the sound of my own voice. I I like it more now than I did before, but I don't know. I work with film a lot, and I've heard my voice recorded a lot. I'm also very comfortable on camera, so. Which kind of audio is my favorite? Man noises. I like pillow talky stuff too. I like sweet stuff. There are very few role-playing ones I can get into, but the ones that I do, I really like. And honestly, I really like the questionnaires as well. Because getting to know y'all makes everything else you record even hotter, so. Do I have any regrets about clips I have made? No. Do I have a Gone Wild audio crush? I have a few. And they probably know who they are. Explain myself. Would I have sex while porno is being played? Yes. What is my most embarrassing, funny sexual experience, alone or with someone else? I've had some very awkward hookups. One boy in the middle of, this was my first hookup in college, like in the middle of our hookup, he said, "Why are you making all those porn noises?" And that made me feel really embarrassed and dumb. But obviously I don't feel bad about that anymore. I just feel bad for him. So, if lying is wrong, are white lies okay? Yes, white lies are fine. In fact, I've been known to ask my friends to lie to me when I just really want to hear something positive. Like I recently got this bicycle that was, like, way too expensive, and it was beautiful. It is beautiful. And I messaged my friend and said to her, "This is a picture of the bike I got. It was too expensive, but just tell me you approve of my decision and that this was a good idea because it's done, and make it convincing." So yes, I definitely believe that white lies can be necessary. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Either one is fine. I think if I were to watch someone have sex, unless I really knew them and trusted them, I wouldn't really want to be visible watching them have sex, just because I feel awkward about that. Yeah. What's the weirdest way I've ever gotten myself off? Okay, this is a funny story. It's really funny. So I was in a long-distance relationship a while ago, and I wanted to make my boyfriend a sexy video for his birthday. So I recorded myself masturbating, and I actually did that in my friend's room while she was in class, which is the first funny thing, I guess. But then I had to watch it because I wanted to make sure it was sexy, right? And it turns out it was very sexy. And not 10 minutes after I made the video and came making the video, I came again while watching myself fuck myself. So I've never told anyone that because I think it makes me seem like a complete narcissist, but it was also weirdly empowering. So yeah, it's a really funny story to me. What is the fastest way to get me to come? This is a little complicated. I think, I mean, I can't come from having my nipples licked, but I get pretty close very quickly. If my nipples are being licked and I just reach down and touch my clit for a second, I'll come. It's just very sexy to me. I don't know why. What is something about someone that can instantly turn me off? Being rude, inconsiderate, being racist, being unapologetically politically incorrect, wearing flip-flops, and I want to think of one more, and not tipping servers in restaurants or, you know, other people in the service industry. Favorite place to come or have someone come on me? I love it when men come inside me. It's very, very sexy, especially from behind. I also like it when men come in my hand. I find that very sexy as well. There's just something sort of sweet about it. And I like having cum in my hair. Yes, having cum on your face is degrading, but to me, there's something dirtier about having cum in your hair because it's very hard to get out, first of all, and women just take such good care of their hair, and they care so much about their hair that there's just something really twisted about coming in it that I find very, very arousing. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? It doesn't really matter to me. You can really play whatever you want because I won't be paying attention. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? I don't think that they equate each other. I think that love can enhance sex. I think that love can kill sex. It just depends on the couple. What do you prefer to be called or say? Well, I really like hearing my name. I have mixed feelings about being called degrading things, just because I have such strong feelings about them that sometimes I'll be in the mood for it and sometimes I won't. So I'll pretty much, during sex, in some way make it known that I, like, by directly asking, normally, to be called something like a slut or a bitch, because either I can be really, really into it, or I can really not want to hear it, and it just sort of depends on how I'm feeling. So, yeah, follow my lead on that one. Am I more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Well, wouldn't you kind of know that? I have different sounds for different activities. Let's just say that. When was the worst time I've been turned on? I don't get erections, so I don't tend to feel that ashamed when I'm turned on in inappropriate situations. It's never really gotten in the way of anything. I can usually just sort of ride it out and enjoy myself, and I'm very thankful for that. Yeah. I guess, in my last audio, the time in the gym might have been the worst instance that I can recall, but that was like 30 seconds of embarrassment. I don't know if it should even count. What is my most extreme fetish? I don't know. I don't feel very extreme. Maybe it's because I know of so many extreme fetishes that mine just seem to sort of pale in comparison. Ones that I have that are uncommon, that should be seemingly common, but I've never really met someone that felt the same way as me, is I really, really, really love being jealous. Being jealous is kind of like a one-way ticket to wet pantyville for me. There's just something about that kind of tame rage of jealousy that... And then... another fun thing about me is that, I don't know, I have this sort of very meta fetish in which I am turned on by people that have fetishes. Like, I could masturbate to a person masturbating to a door handle without being interested in the door handle, you know? But I think it's sexy to have fetishes, so it's sort of like, I don't know, that's sort of weird, I guess. What's one thing I'm embarrassed to admit I'd like to try in bed? Well, I identify as bisexual, and I find women who make out with each other at bars for the sake of male attention only to be very irritating, but I would love to have the opportunity to tie up my male partner, take his pants off, and then fuck a woman inches away from him while he watches. That would be very sexy to me, but it makes me feel like a bad queer. So I'm not really that embarrassed by much, but yeah, that does make me feel like a bad queer. Preferences. Do I consider hair pulling sexy? Of course, I fucking love it. Do I enjoy bondage? I enjoy simple bondage. Or rather, I get off from sort of simple bondage, having my hands tied, being tied to something. When it comes to, like, serious bondage, like the very intricate shit, I find it very, very beautiful, but it is not inherently arousing to me. I think the feeling of being in that sort of bondage would be kind of the equivalent to wearing a very sexy dress. For me, it makes me feel sexy and attractive, but it's not just arousing on its own. Are you into playing with hot wax? I've never done it before. It seems a little bit 70s porno to me, but I like a little pain. I'd be willing to try it. Have I ever been with someone older than myself? Yes, quite a bit older. Would I ever kiss someone of the same sex? No shit. Have I ever tried anal? Yes. Have I ever been double penetrated? No. I've had a butt plug in while I've been fucked, but I have never been double dicked, and I don't think I would like it. Just because anal to me is still very overwhelming, borderline overstimulating. It feels good. It's not painful, but it's just a lot of feels. So I can't imagine I would be ready to be double penetrated. Have I ever had sex in public? No. I did have sex with my high school girlfriend in a bathroom stall in the library once. But that wasn't, I just don't feel like that should count, because anything that you do in public under the age of 18, you're not doing it because you find public sex sexy. You're doing it because you can't keep your hands off each other because you're a child. A horny child. So, I don't know. I've kind of had public sex. Do I like being handled roughly? Yes, I adore it. I also adore it when it is coupled with either soft speech or alternated with a soft touch. That's my favorite. Am I very verbal in bed? I can be. Do I like receiving pain or giving it? I think I like receiving pain more than giving it. I like psychological pain a lot also. But part of the reason why I don't feel comfortable giving pain is because I am rather slight and I don't feel very capable of giving it. I feel a little bit embarrassed of how little strength I have, and that makes me feel self-conscious, and that kind of kills the mood for me. But I might enjoy it more if I had more practice. What is my favorite item for spanking? I mean, I love hands because I love being touched, but I like a paddle brush a lot. I like being spanked with everyday objects because then when they re-enter your life in a vanilla way, it's very sexy. And paddle brushes, if you don't know, make a very satisfying noise. Ooh. Random things you just want to know. What's the worst porn I've ever watched? Definitely something off of E-Fucked. I couldn't pick just one. Yes, the award goes to E-Fucked as a site. What's the weirdest fetish I've ever heard of? Maybe balloons, but like it's weird, but it's not. I get it at the same time because visually, I think the process of blowing up a balloon sort of mimics the feeling of climaxing. So it's weird, but it's also not that weird. Also, popping things is so satisfying. So, yeah. If I became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would I do? I would go to the gym. I would love to know what it feels like to have natural upper body strength. I would do a pull-up. I would do as many pull-ups as possible. I would be an enormous bro. Everyone would hate me. I'd take my shirt off. Yeah, that's what I would do. What do I wish I had invented? Anything. Anything that helps people would have been nice, yeah. What would I do in life if I did not need to work for money? This is a good question. I've thought about this before, and I would pretty much be a student for the rest of my life. Maybe not a university student, but I would go to massage school, I would learn how to cut hair, I would get yoga instructor certified, I would learn languages, I would learn jujitsu. Yeah, just anything I felt curious about, I would pursue. I would probably work 10 to 20 hours doing the opening shift at a snooty cafe. There's just something really wonderful about blasting your music, setting up for a long day of work, and it's all misty outside, and no one's around. There's just something very zen about it. I love getting out of the house that early, but it's hard to inspire it on my own, so. And it's a really nice way to meet people. Do I have any scars? Yes, I have a scar from falling off my bike on my knee. I have one on my thigh from a puppy jumping on me. And I have one on my left index finger from accidentally cutting a piece of it off with a pair of scissors. What is my most used phrase, dirty or not? I say like and a lot. I say the phrase sigh a lot when I'm texting or writing to people. Sometimes as an exclamation, I say, my God! Or I say, Christ Jesus! The other day I missed the bus. This isn't something that I say commonly, but I missed the bus and I said, ah, hooker! That was very unexpected and funny. Dirty phrases. I say fuck and yes. I'm not really that creative. Fuck yes! When did I last laugh so much it hurt? I don't know. I fell out of a handstand the other day and that hurt and I laughed a lot. Yeah, that was very embarrassing. There are a lot of people around. And I mean, falling out of a handstand is normal, but I fell in a very ungraceful way with an enormous thud, so yes, that was embarrassing and painful. How do I feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? This is not a very good question to end on because it's sort of unsatisfying, but I'll answer it anyway. aliens are out there. No shit. And ghosts. I do not believe in ghosts, but sometimes I make myself believe in them when I want to be scared, because being scared is fun. I love horror movies, and I love horror movies where people are possessed, or there are haunted houses. I love all that shit. I love going to haunted corn mazes. I eat it all up. I adore it, so. No, I do not believe in ghosts, but I definitely enjoy them. All right, well, that concludes the survey. This was a lot of fun. Thanks, Miss, for putting this together. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.